Way back in the beginning of time, when the world was young, Naomi the Creator was busy creating the world. He wandered through the plains, through the jungles, and every now and again he would stop and make an animal. He picked up a big piece of clay, made a huge round body, four legs, a long trunk, little tusks. He called him Elephant, and he kept on going. He picked up another piece of clay, made a long neck, little head, long legs, little tail, giraffe. Put him down, kept on going. He got to a great big pond, and he thought, I'll make a special animal for this pond. He reached down and picked up a piece of clay. He shaped the back, and then he pulled out four webbed feet. A huge smiling mouth, two bulgy eyes. He called him Frog and put him down. Now Frog was a very carefree animal. He sang, he hopped, he ate bugs. One day, one of the little frogs looked around and said, Hey, we don't have a king. He bumped the one sitting next to him and said, We don't have a king. And that one said, Yeah. We don't have a king. Pretty soon all the frogs were complaining that they didn't have a king. The land animals had the lion. The ants and the bees, they even had queens. But who did the animals that lived both on the land and on the water have? No one. They turned their eyes upward. Naomi! But the sky god was busy. He hadn't quite finished creating the world. Excuse us! He was still busy. Yoo-hoo! Naomi looked down. Oh, the frogs, what can I do for you?
We don't have a king.
I know.
But we want a king.
You don't need a king.
But we want one.
Look, I'm very busy. I don't have time to stop and make a whole new animal.
But we want a king.
Frogs, just go back to your pond. And Naomi walked away. The frogs were angry. How dare Naomi treat them like that? Well, they'd show him. Every frog began to sing. All the different frog voices. Loud and long, all across the land. None of the animals could sleep. None of the animals could think. They all turned their eyes to Naomi and said, Please give them a king! Naomi went back to the frogs and he said, Okay, you made your point. Go to sleep. In the morning you will see your king. The little frogs were very excited. They went right to sleep. Now, Naomi did not really have time to make a whole new animal. So he just reached down into their pond and pulled out a great big rock. He made it into the shape of a frog and stuck it in their pond. In the morning, they saw their king. He was bigger than they were. They liked that. He sat very still in the water. They liked that, too. They sang songs to their king, ate bugs in his honor, and danced before him. One day, two little frogs were playing. They weren't looking where they were going, and one of them landed right on the king's head. They all took a breath. They all stepped back. They were waiting for the king to do something. But the king was a big rock. He couldn't do anything.
Hey.
One of them picked up a great big flipper full of mud. Hit the king right in the face. They took a breath. They stepped back. They waited for the king to do something. The king was a big rock. He couldn't do anything.
Hey!
The little frogs got angry. They grabbed hold of the king. They knocked him over. They buried him in the mud. They went back to Naomi.
Naomi!
He was still busy.
Excuse us!
He was still busy. Yoo-hoo! Naomi looked down. It was the frogs. He said, Now what?
They said, We want a king.
He said, I gave you a king.
We didn't like that one.
Naomi looked over. There was nothing there. He said, Where is the king I gave you?
They said, We buried him in the mud.
I see. Why?
Because he didn't do anything. We want a king that does things.
Very well, said Naomi. Go to sleep, And I promise you, in the morning, you will have a king that does something.
The frogs are very excited. They went right to bed. And Naomi spent that night making a very special animal. He picked up a great big piece of clay, pulled out a huge body, a long tail, four legs, a long face. He kept going till right before the sun came up, and then he placed it in their pond. In the morning, they saw their new king. He was bigger than they were, just like the old king. He sat very still in the water, just like the old king. But he was very different from the old king. This king actually did something. He ate frogs. The frogs were so frightened of him, they never asked for anything else. And to this day, Crocodile is still king of the frogs. And that is the story of the king of the frogs.